is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome back to it on a free-for-all Friday. That hotline number, 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. One of my listeners here calling me out because I seem a bit dark today. I'm not dark. What I am is I'm irritated. I'm irritated because I've watched over the past a few weeks this movement, which is paid for by the Women's March organizations, this alleged movement by students across the country. And what I see is a bunch of students being led to believe things that, well, simply aren't true. What Ronald Reagan used to say is that the problem with my liberal friends is they know so much that just isn't so. And that's absolutely true. America is the greatest nation in the history of nations. Flaws, certainly, but on balance, it's not even close. You know, the economic system put together by Adam Smith, the wealth of nations, the idea that individual liberty, especially in economics, would be a driver of freedom, and it is. The American economic engine has created more freedom than any other single thing in the history of mankind, and we've been able to share it all over the world. We've shared it to the point that we're in debt quite seriously. But the fact of the matter is, we need to start telling the truth around here. We need to tell the truth about America and how America stood up to Nazis and dictators and set the moral compass for the world. We have to tell the truth that Americans are the guys that wear the white hats. Yes, 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 and women too. Relax. It's a figure of speech, and I'm okay with that. It doesn't say anything. And there's one of the problems you see. You find yourself qualifying what you say because we have been conditioned, like Pavlov's dog, to say things even though we know what's true and we know what America stands for. You and I as conservatives are labeled as all sorts of things that we are not. Bigots, for example. Oh, you guys are bigots. You believe in white supremacy and so forth. No, I do not. I denounce it. Out of hand. Because if I didn't, I wouldn't be able to go to Thanksgiving and my family and hang out with all the people that I love. So it's a foolish statement to try to label people, because that's the only argument those on the left often have, is to try to minimalize you, marginalize you, by labeling you. Oh, he's a bigot, he's a xenophobe, he's a white nationalist. You know, and just let's back up for a second here, because being a nationalist in and of itself, there's nothing wrong with that, because being a nationalist by definition means I love America. You're right, I do. And I love America in all its forms. I love America in all its forms for the most part. There are things that I would work to improve. The educational system, obviously one of them, because I think in far too many places, in far too many schools, we've allowed people to get in front of classrooms and these malleable young minds, as my friend Mark put it, and allowed them to share garbage. And then we have to go back and try to clean that up, which is what I try to do here every day, because America is a great and hopeful place, a place where you can be anything you want. It's not a place of victims. We are not victims. We should not be teaching that. We should not be trying to say everybody's a victim. You can get your little piece if you're a victim. That's the mentality of the left. We don't believe that. We believe you can do any damn thing you want. You just have to stand up and shoot for the stars. That's what we believe. And so I get irritated when I see this message of we need to band together because America did X, Y, and Z. Now, what you need to do is roll up your sleeves and go to work and get things done. You know, and build roads and build bridges and build skyscrapers and build your dreams and shoot for the stars, because that's what America is, a place where you're free to fail. And that really is the key. It's not about being free to succeed. It's the freedom to fail and try again and again and again and again, if that's what it takes. It's the freedom to pursue your dreams. It's the freedom to pursue who you want to be married to, who you want to be with, who you want to build a life with, who you want to build a business with. If you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a carpenter or a stay-at-home mom, you can do whatever it is you want in this world. And you can be the best at it. And that's what it means to be an American, to pursue these lofty ideals. And so it's not a dark place I come from today, but just it bothers me that we have kids today that have tools in their hands that are so powerful. They can go out, they can Google or Bing and find out the truth and find out documents and read things and have access to books and information that I never had. Not at this ease and speed. And yet they know so little about so much, it's breathtaking. Basic concepts of science and math and history, they don't have a grasp of because their ideals and their ideas are formed on social media in echo chambers of nonsense. So what we have to do is we need to insert ourselves there. What I do with my children is dinner time, no phones. Now, it may not be a long period of time, but no phones, no devices, no distractions. And whenever possible, go to places with no cell service at all, because I'm guilty of that too sometimes. Because I need to connect with my kids and explain to them the greatness of America and the greatness of the world that surrounds them, this God-given gift of lakes and rivers and trees and beauty that's unsurpassed. I mean, nothing is more magnificent in the morning sun than a sparkling rainbow trout. The glistening rainbow trout in the morning sun is one of the most spectacular and breathtaking things in all of the world. And you have to share this with people. It can't just be Snapchat and Facebook and all this other nonsense. You have to unplug, rip it out of the wall, and recharge, I suppose. And get back to making America great. Because it starts with you. Let's be honest. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. It starts with you. And today you can do something that helps somebody out. Help out a neighbor. Help out a friend. Make this country what you think it should be. One step at a time. It does. It comes to you and you know it. You know you can make a difference. Open a door for somebody. Smile at somebody. Tip your hat. Be positive, not negative. You can help them out. And teach a kid the truth. When you hear something false come out of a kid's mouth or a young person, say, that's not true. Explain it to them why it's wrong. Teach them the truth. I do it every day. You can help me. And I hope you do. It's 14 after here on this Free For All Friday. We'll be taking calls later at 888-900-9966. Dark? By no means. Time to lift it up. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. By the way, you can go there and get your entry, your chance to win a brand new $4,000 Wolverine water treatment system. Now, there's something positive. Yeah, go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine water link, get your free water test, get entered for your chance to win a $4,000 system. We'll be right back.